Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to be with you here today. This is my my second attempt to reach out to you through this podcast. My voice is still off a little bit, but I decided I needed to clear it a bit, find a way of finding some clarity with my ability to be speaking with you. You might hear the rain right now that's falling outside my room here. And maybe a bird song or two while we take time with each other. I sensed as I started a podcast a few moments ago that the lack of clarity in my voice was distracting. Distracting me anyway, and it's important that you and I feel ourselves present where we are as best we can. Sometimes things come upon us as illness or sadness or concern for another or a disturbance in a relationship, and in the richest, deepest sense, there's no clearing those things away. It's not the same thing as clearing the dishes off the table or clearing our voice. In fact, it's important to be with what comes our way. As wonderful teachers tell us, though not to dwell on it or have it dwell within us in a way that takes over our consciousness, but rather to open our hearts to what is. And sometimes it's along with our hearts, or even more truly prior to our hearts opening, the rest of our body just sensing being here, so that our heart, which is of our body, would help us be bodily here. The sense of the coolness coming through the screened window here where I sit. The comfort and sound of the rain. The remembrance of some wonderful coffee a little while ago. It might be a meal that you just had or one you're looking forward to, but here we're taking a break, but also sensing what has been, in some ways sensing what might be, about being here where we are with what we're sensing here. You might, as I sit back in your chair or where you are, lean up against a tree. Or if you paused your bicycle or your car, you might just sit there. You see, the world awakens in us and waits for us to awake to its presence sensually. To be here without fear. To find places that are safe where we can rest and feel and sense the beautiful order of life and the world, and its longing for reordering, for new order. And that rises up and out of you and I as we begin to rest in this moment. And so prior to the little bit I'd like to say here is just the desire to thank you for letting me take time, and possibly yourself as well, to do nothing more, or to do all it takes to be here. You see, our bodies teach us and open us, and each sense is a doorway that helps us to come to our heartfulness, our hearts being open. Everything about our hearts, our very beings, our soul, our psyche long for the fullness and dance, the wholeness and union with our Creator. And it might strike you now that we already have that wholeness and completeness and beauty right now. The gospel given for this day has come to me that way. It spoke to my heart earlier, and some of this reflection comes from there, but it takes a while to listen. It takes a while to hear it. You see, Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, and he was really sending them out, the 12 of them, and they're named here. This is Matthew's Gospel 10:1-7. And then we hear the sort of summary paragraph. He sent them out 12, these 12, after instructing them thus. And he tells them not to go into pagan territory. He directs them specifically to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In other words, at that time, Gospel of Matthew is written up and out of the Jewish community, and we're hearing the community say, you know, really reach out to those in your family and our family now. And then Jesus closes this passage, or this passage closes, as it's gathered for us, as you go, make this proclamation, the kingdom of God is at hand. That's such a beautiful and simple proclamation. But I need to hear it to share it. I need to let my senses open to that. I need to do all the work, we would say, the prior work of letting my heart open to this large, expansive notion that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, I can shout that from the housetops if I could climb up on the house right now. Or you and I could find a lovely place to proclaim that. But the beautiful thing is right now in the chair or the places I mentioned earlier where you or I are is where we, each of us, and now you and I together might hear this. And letting it fill ourselves out, the sense of that, the relief of that, the promise of that, the truth of the proclamation as it comes to us, to our senses, our ears, our eyes, our very feeling heart, our heart-opening longing for this proclamation that the kingdom of God is at hand, here, now, among us, within us. It might lend then a leisure to our discovery and longing for that which would speak to us when we know the word speaks to us now and tells us about fullness. Our hopefulness, our longings, all lean into the truth that Jesus has asked you and I to proclaim. If you are a Christian, this really is a grounding place that arises in the different Gospels where Jesus, as he's sent us out to do things, tells us this is the one thing that matters. And then you and I take time to hear it ourselves. Before we go to the rooftops or the workplace or the family table to somehow communicate this again and anew and afresh, we pause now and open to what we are hearing. I, the rain, the birds, and the word of God, wonderfully commingled, all speaking, inviting me to listen. For God is here. The kingdom of God is at hand. Do whatever it is that Jesus might invite of you, if you wish to listen to him now, that would call you, draw you in, and invite you to fully come alive toward the word proclaimed in your hearing, through your senses, in this moment. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Blessings to you, my friend. As I wander into this day, I welcome you to stay and take a little more time if you wish. I will too. And again, Greg and I are delighted to take time with you recently, and he and I were able to sit beside each other and talk about our longing and delight that you and I might join us and the delight that we might share this with others. So peace be to you today. Peace to you and your families and friends and workplace. Peace to you wherever you go. The kingdom of God is at hand.
Jesus be near.
We are pilgrims and warriors, but strangers no more. Sing.